It's 3:01 in Richmond. You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet, the Tower of Low Power, and I suppose for the evening, the Tower of Slight Annoying Hum, but I'm going to blame that on the heat, because apparently the heat's messing up the FM waves. So if you listen via the internet tubes, hopefully a lolcat isn't blocking your broadcast. You're tuned into the Slight Surface Noise sound system. Got 2 hours and 59 minutes of totally rad and random records, so sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Faster than the speed of child.
Thank you.
Hello out there in listening land. You're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM Richmond. It's a slight surface noise sound system. Got some Anduin maybe coming back in the background. I have it turned down too low. Let's see if we can get it kind of making you forget about that buzz. Not your buzz, but the one you hear when the microphone's on. Anduin is local to Richmond. He's a member of the band Souvenirs Young America, and he has done some rad stuff with his solo project. It's all ambient and spaced out and totally awesome for 3:30 in the morning, so, you know, got some echoey harmonica there, it sounds like. Pretty cool. That's Abandon and Sleep. The track we just heard was Lovers in Transit. SMTG Limited is the label. No better way for lovers to be, whether in another galaxy or just across country or, you know, on a train, a plane, or driving around. Nothing better to do but hang out with each other. For that, we heard Tonto's Expanding Headband off the album Zero Time on Embryo. The track is Aurora. Tonto stands for something crazy and wild, which escapes me right quick. But that is the same massive synthesizer monster Stevie Wonder used on his later albums. Guy named Malcolm Cecil and some other dude. Malcolm Cecil's put out some stuff on his own and whatnot. And this is me rambling about music and forgetting the important facts. But if you like this sound and what you heard before that, you might want to look out for that record. It's pretty rad. Before that, we had Bruce Hack off The Electric Lucifer on Columbia. Supernova was the track. Bruce Hack used to do a lot of music with the Dance Instructor. He did really rad electronic music for kids. And he was actually on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood a long time ago, showing some kids a crazy synthesizer he made. And pretty far out. We started off the set with the Jones and Crew doing a song called Ground Control off of Lost in Space, their album on Tommy Boy. And I'm probably going to talk the most about Jones and Crew because I actually know or remember most of what I wanted to say. But that song was written after Michael Jones and his brother were in a really gnarly car wreck where they thought it was pretty much the end and they were spinning out of control. And during this car wreck, the radio was on. And in the distance of the madness of a car wreck and impending doom, Major Tom playing from David Bowie, and he heard this song and didn't realize it was coming from the radio. So, you know, he wrote a song all about that experience and hearing that song kind of in the distance is that crazy voice when you don't know what's going on. And that's pretty cool. And if that's not cool enough, that connection right there, the Jones and Crew hung out with Sun Ra in the early 80s and got to play on some massive thing called the OVC, which again, I don't remember what the acronym stands for. But it was a crazy light and noise-making machine built by an MIT grad that Sun Ra would use and perform with in the late 70s. And as far as that machine, one of the neatest things about it was the fact it was built sort of as if it was meant to be part of something else. Like, imagine a giant geodesic dome where, like, the bottom chunk is this massive OVC thing. I don't know, but maybe it was just it fit perfectly on some spaceship that's flying around out there in deep space, and, you know, that's where it came from, and not really built by an MIT guy, so who knows, but if that's not enough, then there's even more greater connections. From Sun Ra to the Jones and Crew, Michael Jones and his songwriting partner ended up writing songs for New Edition and New Kids on the Block. So you've got three hops, or I guess technically two, to get from Sun Ra to the New Kids on the Block. I just want everyone out there listening to think about that for a second. And just, that's one of the amazing things about music, I guess. Kind of makes you, huh? But yeah, I just happen to know all that stuff because I read a really rad book called How to Recognize Beach by Dave Tompkins. It's all about the vocoder and the history of, so it talks about people like Michael Jones and Sun Ra and the New Kids on the Block, and, you know, pretty much anyone who used a talk box or vocoder in the history of where the vocoder came from and where it's headed and how T-Pain uses autotune and not a vocoder. And all that other stuff. But yeah, I think I've done my talking for the next 2.5 hours, so I'll get back into the music in just a second. Before I do, though, I just want to let you know, extreme heat can have an adverse and random impact on FM signals as they move through the atmosphere to your radio. During the current hot weather, you may find that WRIR is not coming in as clearly as usual. Our transmitter and other systems are working well. It's the temperature distorting WRIR's broadcast after it leaves our tower. If you experience signal problems, the WRIR tech team wants to know. Email underwriting@wrir.org. That's underwriting@wrir.org to report broadcast problems. Thanks. We're all looking forward to a break in the weather. And of course, if you're beyond our signal's strength and reception, check out the website, wrir.org. It's still pretty brand spanking and new, not to mention interactive. Whether it's the show or any of our shows, you see something you like, you see something you want to comment on, you can do just that. That's right. Making community radio more about the community, more accessible from the community's standpoint. It's the never-ending blog website thing. I don't know, but you can check it out. It's wrir.org. You can see the playlist for this show, all of our other shows, see what talk programming we got coming up during the day, during the week. And, of course, you missed a show or want to know what I played like last month, you can find that out, too. And some of our shows have podcasts, so you can catch shows you would have liked to listen to but didn't have it tuned in at the time. Yeah, that's about all I'll say about that. Up next, we got some Pharoah Sanders, and I'll probably play a good chunk of jazz for the next hour or so, because whenever I tell people about the show, I say, hey, I play a lot of jazz late at night, and then lately, I haven't been doing that, so I want to hold true to that for all those out there who appreciate it. And we're going to start off with Pharoah Sanders. The track's called Memories of J.W. Coltrane. It's from his Impulse album, Live at the East. Slight Such Noise Sound System. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Although I guess none of you ever left. I'm the one who's back. 401 in Richmond, RVA, United States of America, North America, you know, Northern Hemisphere. Wherever you are, this is where I am, I think. In the station after hours, it's... Yeah, I already said what time it was. You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM. That's Richmond Independent Radio for Richmond, City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Right now you're in the middle of a jazz set on slight surface noise, sound system. Noise a little more than slight this evening. We got a buzz off the microphone or something. It sounds a lot louder in the phones of the head variety than it does when it comes over the air and hopefully the stream. Got Booker Irvin in the background. Jackie Baird, Richard Davis, and drummer whose name escapes me right this second, holding him down on the Spacebook. That's the album on Prestige. Mojo was the track we just heard for that. Wayne Shorter with Montezuma off the Moto Grosso Fio album on Blue Note. And then before that, memories of J.W. Coltrane from Ferris Sanders Live at the East on Impulse. Recorded live at the East, where so many great players, Impulse and such of that time period, you know, a lot of Strata East folks, hence the name East and Strata. But yeah, those, I guess, you know, free jazz, we can call it spiritual jazz, whatever you want to call that 60s, 70s vibe that Pharoah Sanders, Lonnie Liston Smith, all those guys were on. A lot of them played there. Yeah. Get back into the music. Got Thelonious Monk's big band with a whole slew of great guests. I will study the album meticulously so I can read as many of those names to you when we get back. The track is Oska T, and it's off a Columbia disc, Monk Big Band and Quartet in Concert, which the sleeve says was a Columbia Special Collectors series, but I don't know. So yeah. Hope you're enjoying what you hear, and if you are, if you're not, if you want to hear something different, feel free to call me, 804-649-9737. Studio phone line, not only will you reach me live in the studio, it'll make the phone line light click and make its noise that I like to hear so much. I've already heard it once tonight, so, you know, got two more hours to hear it twice or more, or not at all. Either way, I will keep on playing the tunes, you keep on listening, and... we'll get back into it.
Thank you. Thank you.
on Thursday, July 15th at 6:30 p.m., the Tuckahoe Area Library, located at 1901 Starling Drive, Henrico, will present an Oscar-winning documentary that tells the story of the Kinder Transport. This underground railroad saved the lives of more than 10,000 Jewish children at the dawn of the World War II. Through interviews and archival footage, the survivors movingly recount being taken from their families and sent to live with strangers in the relative safety of England. This event is free and open to the public. No tickets are required. For more information, visit www.henricolibrary.org or call 290-9100. Tuned in to WRIR 97.3 FM. That's a Richmond Independent Radio. It's the Slight Surface Noise sound system. Just rounded out about an hour-ish of some jazz. That right there was Norman Connors off Darkness of Light album on Cobblestone. Butterfly Dreams is the track. And then before that, we heard another Cobblestone album. This one from Eric Kloss. It's called Doors. And the track was Love. And then before that, the Thelonious Monk track, which I said I'd study that cover and let you know about all the awesome folks who played on it, but I didn't. I'm sorry. I will say, though, that Steve Lacy is a member of that big band, which is kind of curious because Steve Lacy went on to be very left field and forward thinking in his interpretation of jazz. But yeah, I mean, you know, I guess that doesn't really make sense. You got a chance to play Thelonious Monk, you figure you'd play a little Strange after that, and it would be hard not to be influenced by the man and his presence and his eccentricities. Vague memories of a story about him taking off his socks to play, or playing with, like, one sock on and one sock off. He was a strange guy, but his music always amuses and delights me.